I have a message here from a student at a Jesuit school, the best of the Catholic training programs. I'm a student at Loyola Marymount, a Jesuit school, and I think you're right on about the pagan background of Christmas. However, I was not aware of the teaching that the Catholic Church was considered the harlot church of Revelation. I hope I made it clear that that's Alexander Hislop's position. And in God's planning of things, you have to distinguish between an institution or a nation and the people. Just because the particular nation that occupies the geographic area now occupied by Russia has a role to play against God in the last days does not mean that all people who live and are citizens of that nation are evil, and they're no different than the rest of the sinning world, out of which God is saving some of every tribe and every kindred and every nation. But it is a fact of scriptural revelation that the territory of Russia will be occupied by people who will play a role against God in the last days. It is a fact of scriptural revelation that a harlot church sold out to the world, serving its own ends, will be revealed in the last days, and Antichrist cannot come to power without the false prophet that has the power of religious persuasion, causing the people to take his mark, give allegiance to him, bow down to his image. Alexander Hislop and many consider the Catholic Church institutionally, not the Catholic people, to be that harlot church. I withhold opinion. I think it is obvious that whomever, as an institution, led by a leader who is to fulfill the scriptural role of the false prophet, whomever that is, must be a powerful religious leader of worldwide influence with a powerful enough institutional adherency or membership to be able to essentially influence masses of people to give allegiance to Antichrist. Thus, any church of worldwide stature, any church of worldwide size, is a potential candidate and needs to examine itself, whether it be in the faith, because any world church could qualify. Had the World Council of Churches, or should the World Council of Churches ever achieve the prominence that it wants to itself, it could be a candidate. The Catholic Church, by nature of its history and size, is a candidate, but that doesn't make it the one. Now, to those that are still with us, and will be with us into the next half hour, the Catholic Church has obviously been guilty in history of secular ambitions and denial and retreat from spiritual mission and purpose. And what happened in the Middle Ages could happen again. Because of its size, because of its strength, because of its influence, because of its untouchableness, the media will not even attack it. with its banking scandals, it's the most likely candidate. But I don't think anybody can say who is at this particular moment of time. That does not mean, you that were listening to the previous half hour, that Catholics are members of the Harlot Church. I tried to teach this morning, obliquely, as a sidebar reference. I'll be on the subject in more detail in the future, as I have in the past, that it's erroneous to think that Antichrist is alive and well in his nature as Antichrist. I don't seek to understand or embrace with human language the attributes of God where they run counter to the limited ability of human reasoning to understand, such as God's omniscience and God's ability to know the future, which is past to him, because there is no time to God. All I know is Antichrist does not become Antichrist in the full meaning of that word until the beast from the pit possesses him. The container may be living out its life like other human beings. It does not become Antichrist until the beast from the pit possesses him. The spirit of Antichrist, the continuing spirit of Antichrist, not a human being, Paul said, was working in his day, wherever Antichrist, whose real nature is Satan, through one of his lieutenants who will possess that last ruler, that spirit of Antichrist has been working, called by Paul the mystery of iniquity, from his day. That spirit of Antichrist, that is substitute deliverer to take us out of the hands of God's deliverance, been around a long time. But you cannot say, to pick a hypothetical, a Mr. Jones who is ruling somewhere is Antichrist. You don't become Antichrist until the Antichrist himself possesses him. Thus, the harlot church, when it is revealed in fullness, will be the maximum of expression, full of evil spirits masquerading as Christ, having the appearance of the Lamb, but speaking with the voice of the dragon. That false prophet, that spirit that motivates him when he fulfills his being as described in the book of Revelation, that false prophet will become the evil false prophet when the evil one who has the voice of the dragon possesses him. Now, I am absolutely convinced that Satan, I agree with Jimmy Swaggart in his statement that God's servants are under great attack. Satan would much rather bring down one of God's gift ministries than just an ordinary person. Assassin squads in Vietnam would rather assassinate a general than a private. Even crooked government investigative agencies go after the big fish, not the little fish. And they will use any kind of method to turn lower echelon people into traitors to get the big fish. Satan's the same way. He wants to bring ministers down. So that spirit is at work in the land and always has been, cropped out early on in Simon the Sorcerer. At various times, as an angel of light, he has seized control of church organizations. Demons were in a synagogue, and the Gospels, when Jesus showed up, they were revealed. It sure wasn't the Spirit of God motivating the high priest to condemn Jesus before his crucifixion. Any church organization of power and strength and wide allegiance is a candidate for Satan to take charge. The Catholic Church as an institution is the most likely fulfiller of that role, and if Satan were going to seek a vehicle to become the voice of the dragon through, he could do no better than to take over the largest and richest and most powerful of church organizations in the world. That's why, like the firstborn of the birthright people, or the firstborn of Judah, the scepter people, they come under monumental attack from Satan. The largest and most powerful and widely adherent religious body in the world is Satan's greatest target. And there is a long history that is also necessary for the false church, because the book of Revelation makes it clear that they have a long history of allegiance with governments and the blood of martyrs. So the record of the Catholic Church during the Inquisition period increases the probability of it being the candidate. But like a totem pole of history, at any stage of the institution's development, God in mercy could put a pope in that would result in evangelical resurgence within the Catholic Church. At any stage of its development, certainly the Orthodox Church in the Eastern countries that are now open behind the Iron Curtain, an appreciation of their history and work is going to be seen, and God's going to open the door to give a window of grace in these last days where I expect revival in the Orthodox Church. At any period, this historic institution that traces its own roots back 2,000 years is the most likely candidate for the harlot woman. It is at the same time the most advantageous target for a Holy Spirit revival. And at any slice out of the totem pole of history, they can show themselves to be under the control of Satan as an angel of light in their most evil periods, and be under the control of God's Spirit at a moment of insight and blessing and revival. My own judgment is there will be a merger of the Orthodox, the Anglican, and the Catholic Church before the end, and then you will have a powerful worldwide religious body of such a nature that what I've just said about it as a target of both blessing and evil will be maximized. So the Catholic Church per se is most likely not the harlot woman, but some final formation that sucks into a worldwide union will include the Catholic Church with its history of evil times, certain segments of the Protestant Church, and probably a worldwide ecumenical movement will bring these various religious bodies together, and Rome will never give up its preeminence. And as such, any worldwide union will have to recognize that priority and preeminence of Rome. And when that happens, you will have the voice who, just as Antichrist becomes evil as the spirit goes into him from the abyss, a worldwide leader with that kind of voice and power is the candidate for the false prophet. So there's no fear on the part of Catholics that they are in the harlot church, because the harlot church per se is no more a reality today as a fixed state of being than a world leader somewhere is the Antichrist today as a fixed person of being. It takes the spiritual move-in of evil forces as God brings history to a close to literally possess and incarnate the evil Antichrist and the evil false prophet for the collision of the last times. But you that are in the Catholic Church, as you in any church, have to recognize that the mark of the false prophet, and when I come to that passage in Revelation, I will elaborate, is the message that he's preaching. And when the message of the Catholic Church turns from its spiritual thrust to humanism and socialism and the liberalism that makes getting on in this world more important than the commitments to spiritual and eternal things, which the present Pope continues to try to revitalize, when that trend in the Catholic Church that moves toward human need is in force, you now have the voice of the dragon speaking through the church, even though it still has the appearance of a lamb or the appearance of Christ's messenger of the gospel. Because the essential message of the false prophet is, it's more important to get on down here than it is to make heaven your home. So take the mark so you can buy and sell and keep getting on down here. So it takes that kind of liberal humanistic message for the church to become the voice of the false prophet. That's the end of that answer. I don't often answer questions with that detail. You need to come to the cathedral if you want to hear the messages. Go and tell